this is that guy.
And this is this guy.
And we're two guys.
And we're here today to demonstrate the iPhone 7 speakers.
That's right. The iPhone 7, for the first time, offers stereo speakers in the form of the earpiece speaker, which has been reappropriated for general listening on the left.
And the standard in-firing speaker on the right.
And this is being demonstrated by virtue of another version of us existing with a set of microphones clipped to his face, essentially.
Jeez, that has to hurt.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, these microphones are clipped to his face with the iPhone basically right between them. So your best listening results will be with headphones if you don't have headphones on.
Well, you should get them on right now.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, this is kind of hard to demonstrate with a recording, but I figured I would try because some people wanted to know.
So we're going to demonstrate the stereo sound of the iPhone 7 in a couple of different ways.
With both of us just kind of existing on the extreme sides.
With both of us just talking, me on the left.
And, of course, me on the right.
And you'll notice right away that these speakers definitely don't sound the same.
No, they don't. They don't sound the same at all.
The earpiece speaker vibrates the glass a lot more, and it's kind of bassier, but it doesn't project as well.
Oh.
This would be that.
No, well, it is an earpiece speaker. Now, the in-firing speaker does get loud.
Yeah, it definitely does get loud.
Definitely.
It gets quite loud, which is great. I guess that's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's do a couple of tests.
Yeah, let's play with some effects and music and stuff like that.
So we've heard the extreme panned nature of me,
and me.
On the opposite speakers. So what happens when you use complex sounds?
Like, what kind of complex sounds?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just adding effects.
Okay.
You know, just like delay.
Or maybe some reverb.
Yeah,
exactly like that. Or, you know, just panning one source from left all the way over to the right and then back to left again, where you can really hear the difference between the two speakers from one source.
Oh, that's great. Let's play some music or something.
Yeah, we can play some music too.
Right.
Or actually, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's do the extreme test where we have two completely different sound sources.
Music on one speaker.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have two completely different sound sources.
Okay.
So I'm going to have music on the right and me on the left starting now. We have these two completely different sound sources existing on the iPhone's internal speakers. And now let's crossfade it so that the music is on the left and I'm on the right.
Okay. And there we go. So now you can hear the change. And that's a thing. So, hello, good evening. This is me on the other speaker. All right, now let's put me and the music in the center and widen the image out so that the music actually has a stereo image.
There we go. And now you can hear what that sounds like in its native environment. That's been this incredibly short,
crappy,
dumb,
stupid
demonstration of the iPhone
stereo speakers.
We hope you didn't enjoy this very much. If you did, then
you need a life.
Yeah, you obviously have too much time on your hands.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
Oh, well.